Hachette Audio presents The Drama of the Gifted Child, The Search for the True Self, completely revised and updated, with a new afterword by the author, written by Alice Miller, translated by Ruth Ward, read by Suzanne Torin. 1. The Drama of the Gifted Child and How We Became Psychotherapists. Experience has taught us that we have only one enduring weapon in our struggle against mental illness, the emotional discovery of the truth about the unique history of our childhood. Is it possible, then, to free ourselves altogether from illusions? History demonstrates that they sneak in everywhere, that every life is full of them, perhaps because the truth often seems unbearable to us. And yet, the truth is so essential that its loss exacts a heavy toll in the form of grave illness. In order to become whole, we must try, in a long process, to discover our own personal truth, a truth that may cause pain before giving us a new sphere of freedom. If we choose instead to content ourselves with intellectual wisdom, we will remain in the sphere of illusion and self-deception. The damage done to us during our childhood cannot be undone, since we cannot change anything in our past. We can, however, change ourselves. We can repair ourselves and gain our lost integrity by choosing to look more closely at the knowledge that is stored inside our bodies and bringing this knowledge closer to our awareness. This path, although certainly not easy, is the only route by which we can at last leave behind the cruel, invisible prison of our childhood. We become free by transforming ourselves from unaware victims of the past into responsible individuals in the present who are aware of our past and are thus able to live with it. Most people do exactly the opposite, without realizing that the past is constantly determining their present actions. They avoid learning anything about their history. They continue to live in their repressed childhood situation, ignoring the fact that it no longer exists. They are continuing to fear and avoid dangers that, although once real, have not been real for a long time. They are driven by unconscious memories and by repressed feelings and needs that determine nearly
Sample complete. Ready to continue?